Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, Hump Day, Wetness Day, V-Hail Day. May the 3rd. May the 3rd reveal the 4th.
It's
be
May.
With you. It's May. Thank you. In sync.
It's gonna be May.
No, oh, it's already May.
He clipped that down to it's May. It's May. I like that. It's gonna be May. So good. He's so good at things.
I'm wicked smart.
Oh my God, you're wicked smart. You're wicked piss off smart. All right, 2023 is whatever the year is. In case you're, I don't know. In case it's 2027 and you're listening back to this. V, hello and thanks for being here. Vincent, you wanted to talk about little tiny cocks. Is that?
No, actually, I did not. What I said was,
pastime.
I have a story, but I wanted to do the story that you said. You had a comment on...
I do. I actually have a response from the person that we helped last Wednesday. But so you want to save the micro penis
Let's do
thing?
That if we have time, since we have two ladies on the show. You both, I'm sure,
I know,
have
it is.
Comments
it's
regarding
It's fun to
size.
Talk about little tiny cocks.
I don't know how
little
fun it is.
Tiny cocks. Look at you.
You're a little teeny tiny, like a little egg nestled in a nest.
And they love when you talk to it like that, too. It's great.
Oh, my God. You're so cute.
Are you going to come out? You're staying in there? Oh, you are out.
Oh, you are out. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm deleting the story. You two have had your fun.
Stop it.
I'm dumping all this to you.
No, you're not.
Dump all that crap.
I'm not making fun of anybody. Micro penis is a real thing. Embrace it. It's amazing.
Golly.
And get that tongue going, guys, and bring your toolbox.
Fucking honey badgers over here. Jesus.
Honey badger doesn't give a shit. Okay. Here's a story.
Oh, we're not going to do it anymore?
Is well, no, happening? We're going to set it aside. He said if we have time.
Oh, I see.
If we have time.
I got it.
Okay, so this is a response. This was last week. This lady picked up a hitchhiker. Not really a hitchhiker. She just offered a girl. It was raining, and she offered a girl a ride.
Yep.
And the girl said okay because she saw this lady, and she jumped in, and then the lady proceeded to berate her for getting into a stranger's car, and then she felt terrible about herself, and we told her, "You're thinking about it too much." So here we go. This is. Let me see if I have the. Yes, so here's the original email. She was basically a postmortem on a decision that she already made. I think my story warrants a discussion. I'm ready for negative feedback, hopefully a little support. The crazy wind and rain, she picks her up. Motherly instinct kicks in. I'm a 45-year-old professional woman, well-dressed in a nice car. She said yes to the ride and got in. I smiled, told her my first name, and then said, don't get into cars with strangers, okay? So she drops her off, and she says, I feel like I didn't do the right thing. I'm a hypocrite for telling her don't accept rides from strangers while being one myself. And we all said, you got to let this go. You know, you are a safe person. She looked at you and judged that. Well, maybe she was the one who possibly made a mistake. But in the end, it all worked out. It's fine. You helped somebody out. She says, thanks so much for picking my story from the 419 show. I was super stoked that V Hale was there to weigh in and turn it into a true crime podcast. What the hell?
I love it.
Anyway, Sarah hit it right on the nose as usual. I was way overthinking it. Moving on. Thank you for putting on the best goddamn morning show there ever was. Never change.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Haley and Concord, say my name.
Hey, Haley.
Yeah.
Say my name.
The C-Town. Let's go.
No, oh, C-Town is what we call it.
Oh,
okay.
C-Town?
I don't think anybody calls it that. I just said that now. Randomly.
Well done.
Yeah, C-Town. Hey, Concord. C-Town. C-Cord.
The happiest place on earth. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's not. I don't. Yeah, I'm leaving. Bye.
Okay.
I think it was the happiest place on earth, was it? Or in the country
it wasn't.
The place in the country.
It's fucking made up.
In the country,
like
There's no way.
Vinny, can you tell us if that's right, Vinny? I thought it was.
Concord.
That you reported that was one time it was Concord.
Absolutely, 1,000% true. Concord won the happiest city in America at one point. Yes.
We're pretty
in
happy.
In America, not in California?
Yeah.
I believe it was America.
World. No.
Yeah, it's.
No,
I know.
What?
It's so dumb.
No.
Don't.
Sorry.
It's adorable. It's adorable that Concord somehow stacked the vote. Good for you, Concord. Way to, winning.
Let's go.
Everyone there is like, please come by our house. We get the fuck out of here. C-Town. No. C-Town. C-Town's hilarious.
America's happiest city is Concord, California, with a happiness score of 79.1 out of 100, with nearly 3/4 of residents grinning in their photos. It's also the smiliest.
So what they did is they sorted it by whether or not you were smiling in photos that you put where on Facebook or Instagram or something.
I don't know, but
because someone says let's take a picture, you just like don't smile, you straight face or frown. Like
you can mean mug the camera, yeah.
Mean mug.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, give it the little.
Arrgh.
That's what Alex he did yesterday on the.
Oh my god!
Instagram
did you guys
thing.
See the Reels thing? That
no,
yes,
it is so funny. Like, Alex is, like, holding his breath and puffing up his, you know how he's
flexing.
Getting that summer shred on?
Just
Vinny,
myself.
You got a little picture?
It's so
picture?
Funny. He's like, yeah. So he's like, kind of beefcaking it. And then Bryn's like, you going to say anything? He goes, is it a picture? But he's continuing to like.
I wasn't ready for the, I wasn't ready.
Have you seen that video?
We were taking a picture.
Vinny, you know what? You could just play that, would you? It's so funny. He's got Alex doing his summer shred. Me talking about murderers, which is fun. And then him overmodulating. I was like, everything that this show is about. Oh my god!
Yeah, that
so
was a, that was one hot wave for him, dude. I was like, woo.
Well, I just I wanted
spanking
just to
the
give
ceiling.
Some radio background perspective, like you know.
So I liked it. It was good. That was whatever. Like the 4:45
like,
in the morning.
What?
Yeah, go and look at the Alice 973 Instagram.
and follow it.
And please do follow it, yeah. Right. I mean, V Hale's constantly posting there. If every day is a gift, where can I return Monday? I thought that was really good. That was you. It had to be, right?
Dude, yeah. I posted one and accidentally did an apostrophe where I shouldn't. And someone, like, shamed. Like, they don't know it's me.
Well, grammar shamed
you. If they're listening. And they, like, grammar shamed. And I'm like, dude, this is why kids are bullied. Like, I don't care because I don't have a lot of feelings, but I saw the comments because I try to go in and reply to people.
You do have feelings. You've just tamped them down.
Well, sometimes. But I just thought that was so shameful.
It was nitpicky.
Yeah, like, come on, dude.
You know what I saw yesterday? And it hit me like, I loved it. It was someone had posted, the way you say representative into a phone line is the true you.
Is who you are.
Oh.
And I was so like,
true. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that better not be, because I'm like, representative, representative, oh representative.
The worst human.
That does sound about right.
Operator.
Or I keep hitting zero.
Human.
Till it, like,
human.
Goes, I'll connect you. It's all bam, 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 bam. I'm like, dude.
I know that's just dumb, like, online humor and whatever, but it's actually so like, it just caught me like, oh, I hope no one actually hears me when I do that because it's obnoxious.
Yeah.
I'm truly upset in those moments where I'm like,
I don't think that's fair to say that that's the real you, because it's not. If you have to call, we've all had bad customer service tree phone lines experiences. How dare you say that that's the real me? The real me just wants to buy a product that fucking works. And then I don't have to spend 2 hours, you know, trying to find a human being who can help me with it. You know, I will say this. I recently...
This is going to be good.
It's not good. It's not that
Everybody
good.
Be quiet.
Get ready to quote her forevermore.
Don't. It's not. There's
stellar.
No adages or old wives' tales in this. So listen, I know I bitch all the time because I formed a corporation a few years ago, and now I have to run that thing, and it sucks, and I'm no good at it, and I don't really have despite me constantly solving tough math problems on the air here, I don't have a mind for math, and I was barely holding on with, like, we had to put parallels on my Mac machine so that I could run QuickBooks to do this thing, and my accountant was forever shaming me, like, you are so bad at this, and go back and recategorize this shit. So they just, like, QuickBooks goes, we're not doing desktop anymore. You have to merge your shit over onto online. They didn't say it like that, but it was close. So I'm like, and my computer was screwing up all the time anyways, right? So I'm like, fine, I'll try and do this. So I merged my crap over there. And then this happened, I don't know, like a month and a half. I think I might have even been complaining with you guys about it. But then I talked to this guy, like, somewhere in India or somewhere. The Philippines, I think it was in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him, and he fucking knew that program top to bottom. And he helped me, and we were on the phone for 2 hours together as he helped me migrate all this information and set it all up. And then he showed me how to do all the things that I normally do. I was like, this is actually incredible. Mm-hmm. This is like the best customer service call I've ever been on. So then something was fucking up with it. So I was on there for another hour with them this past Monday. And it was the same thing. Like, this chick knew the program inside and out. She sat and listened to me as I'm almost crying because it's so fucked up and I don't understand it. And then she walks me through it. And then she goes, why don't you do that now a couple times? And because she's like mirroring my screen, she can see it. She goes, so I just showed you how to do it. Now you do it. Do it a couple times. So I sat there and I moved these things and recategorized it. And it's like, all right, I think you have it. Do you want to? I know. I'm like, when does that ever happen? I'm going to say that's an Intuit company, the QuickBooks. This is not an ad for them. Mm-hmm. This should, you know what? Write that down for the things for the brainstorming meeting. Like, let's get QuickBooks on.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I'm really impressed with them. Like, these people knew how to run that and pulled it off when it could have been, could have been no good.
Yeah.
The end. That's the end of my story.
Some of those overseas companies are really intelligent. Yeah, I know that. But it's crazy because their education system is different, much different. Yeah. Where they're like, when they come over to America, they go, oh, you're stupid here. Your math sucks. You guys are so behind. So I've learned that. And I've actually had that experience too, talking to somebody from India. Very impressed.
Yeah, right. I mean, it is impressive. And it's and I even would say a couple times, can you talk, please just talk a little bit slower. I'm not getting every single word. And they're like, oh, okay, you know, sorry. Then they'd lay it all out for me, and it was
like stupid American.
Right. Look, I'm sure they were.
I'm taking slight offense to this, but I remembering a moment where, because I always had fun in school. I liked school.
Yep.
But not to do the work.
No.
And so,
that's not what it's for, everyone.
What Bryn just said kind of rung true. I remember my friend Tony Kim saying to me, this is the kid who was gifted Corvette on his 16th birthday because he was pulling straight A's and also having fun. So anyway, he says to
me,
good my parents. Dad would fucking kill me if I was like you. And I was like, what? And he goes, you're not supposed to be here to have fun. And I was like, why not?
Oh, that's funny.
And he's like, no, my dad would fucking kill me if I was doing everything you're up to. And I was like, wow, that's too bad. I'm living my best life over here. But to his point, to Bryn's point, yeah, I was having fun, not pulling grades. I mean,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's actually
separate thoughts.
Tony Kim had your number or whatever. Tommy Kim?
Tony Kim.
He had your. He was looking at you going, this kid's not going to get a Corvette on his 16th birthday.
Nope.
And I am because I'm such a good kid. Now, let me ask you this. Once Tony Kim, the straight A pulling kid, got his 16-year-old gift of a Corvette, did he drive the speed limit? Did he let you drive?
I guess I was good friends with Tony Kim, so I don't mean to mislead you in the way he talked to me. He wasn't bullying me. He was my friend, but he was very, you know, bluntly saying, like, you know, good time Charlie over here is getting killed at my house. You know, that's not working. But I don't know. I never got in the Corvette with him. Because, you know, there's only two seats. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
What, it would be too much like being on a date? Why didn't you get in
there?
No,
I just mean, like, we hung, but we didn't hang, like, just me and him.
Oh, I
see.
We were
part of a group of people that hung. Anyway, he did end up wrapping that Corvette around a tree.
Oh, no.
Big
so he crashed
shocker.
It. And, like, of course he did.
Was he okay?
He's 16. No one should be in that car.
It was like when they redid the Corvette and relaunched it, and it was the baddest ass car, like so fucking fast and so not a thing a 16-year-old should have.
No.
And he destroyed it, yeah. But that's, duh. The thing went like 150 miles per hour, easy.
Mm-hmm. Was he okay?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know where he is today. I have no idea what became of him. Well, but.
He's probably like, you know, head of something over at Stanford, right? He's
maybe
definitely
maybe
like
he was
top
a smart
of the
guy. I mean, but I don't know. You know, plenty of smart people end up not
that's
achieving
true.
You know yeah. great things, and then sometimes dunces end up you know kind of pulling it off.
It's me. Hi. I'm the dunce. It's me.
It's me.
Yeah, that is true, Ben.
Yeah,
you know, it's, life is kind of a roll of the dice. You get, you might have some cards like in your hand. Yeah, I got, I'm super smart. I got this going on, that going on. But also, the dice just rolled up. Well, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I mean, not to make right. it about me, but I do. I worked hard, and I'm living my best life.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
Sure.
I hope he is too.
Me too. I yeah. I wish Tony Kim the best. He's been a fun story over the years. You know.
Yeah.
And a fun part of the show, like all these people that were in our past lives that. You know, we reference here
did,
and there.
Did we finish that lady's story at all? Or
we did.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, yeah. Haley in Concord. She said, you know, yeah, I was way overthinking it. And okay. she was. So, like, let it go, lady. You know.
All right. I'll read you this story then about this guy's let tiny one.
Well, what time is it? We have a meeting in like 1 minute. How long have we done? Where are we at?
Yeah, we're about time. But if you want
to. You want to try and squeeze it in?
Or you can save it for tomorrow if it's
well, I'm sure
gonna be longer
was.
Than
do you think
minutes.
It's gonna take longer than 1 minute to do this story? I don't I just can't imagine a story about tiny cocks that takes less than a minute to for us to cover. We'd be like, oh well
we
that's
wait.
That.
We'll wait.
All right, we'll
do
that.
It tomorrow. I'll save it.
Hey V. It's always fun having you on.
It's always a pleasure. Guys.
I do want to hear V's perspective on tiny cocks though, you know?
Yeah. Maybe maybe she'd like to join us for tomorrow's show too.
I would love to be here.
Is that a yes?
Yeah.
All right, tomorrow.
Well,
are you sure?
It's not very
okay,
fair.
Fuck you guys.
I mean,
one day a week,
off,
all right?
Be like,
no,
I know what.
I guess you
I got
can't really
to
answer.
Fucking do, but be on your show.
I can't ask a question like that while
no!
we're actually on the air.
Yeah, right now it's yes when we get off. So
yeah,
we all
something
have
just
plans.
Came up. Hey, but if idiots. But if the, if you do mean it about it, I think that'd be
no,
really.
I, do,
I would love to talk about tiny cocks with you tomorrow. So I
will find out what she really means if she's here tomorrow.
Tune in this time tomorrow. To find out on Days of Our Vinny.
That's hilarious.
Okay, give me the magic words.
Stay tuned for more of Days of Our Vinny.
Wow, he really had that ready
well,
for you.
There it is.
Unbelievable. All right, the end.